Welcome to the Tap Room exclusive. I'm here with Matthias Hauk. We are at Avon Brewing Company. We have moved on to the King Coconut Imperial Porter. It is a nice dark porter. We've got a coconut rim here on it. Again, sticking out, doing something different.
Absolutely.
What was the inspiration? Well, first of all, let's get into this.
Absolutely. Cheers.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
That's your first time having it, correct?
It is. I don't have anything against coconut. I usually just, for some reason, stay away from it, which is my thing. I don't know why. But again, it's like coffee, like we were talking about in the first episode. I don't like coconut by itself a lot of times, but in a beer, I love it.
That's cool.
It's really nice. So what was the inspiration behind doing the beer? And then part two, the rim around it.
Awesome. Well, when we first sat down and talked about the kind of beers we wanted to promote here on your show, one of the most popular styles of beer today in the craft beer world is an IPA.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned maybe our Eagle IPA, which is a super solid West Coast IPA. We had a little be different. We had a little bit of orange marmalade in there to kind of draw out some of that sweetness. It rings in about 7.6% ABV.
Mm-hmm.
But again, great seller for us. Kind of connects to the hometown. But also there's that you mentioned our Ugly IPA, which is our Imperial IPA, about 8%, where we actually infuse a ridiculous amount of ugly fruit puree that Brian makes. So those are two options I wanted to talk about because they really do kind of define our style of IPA.
Yeah.
But this beer is one of our flagship beers and one of our first five and our most award-winning beer. This has won five awards so far. And so kind of wanted to talk to everybody about this because something really cool happening with Cleveland Whiskey. So this is the beer I wanted to roll with. So our inspiration for this beer also brings back to Hawaii. Not to pull everything from Hawaii.
Right.
But
when you've been there enough, you're inspired by it.
Correct. So we there are some really great coconut porters here in our area.
Yeah.
Kika is a coconut porter.
Yeah.
Pretty heavy on the chocolate, which we don't have any of that in ours. And then, you know, again, there's just several.
Yeah.
Too many to really name off the top of my head.
You're right.
But we had a porter that we've been brewing for a long time, and it's the base for this beer. And we've done a porter at home with peanut butter in it. We've done, you know, one with peanut butter and chocolate. And so when I had not had this in Maui, but, again, my brother was there, and he really became fond of their coconut hiwa.
Okay.
Which is their coconut porter. And theirs is a light porter, light on the coconut. So when I was there on a visit, I met with some of the brewers and talked about how they do that and the process of toasting their own coconut and how that looks in the tanks and whatnot. And so we decided to do this on our own, just to add toasted coconut to our porter base. So it really is only just slightly inspired by the island of coconut, but you know, other than Kika, there wasn't really anybody just doing a straight coconut porter around the area. We love toasted coconut. Brian used to use coconut in some of his dishes. And so the idea of making our own toasted coconut sounded really cool. And it really turned out great. We use a ton of fresh toasted coconut in every aspect of the brewing process, from the mash all the way to secondary, where we dry coconut it.
Yeah.
And so
wow.
We use a ton of coconut, and I think the flavor comes out in that. But it's, again, it isn't overpowering. You get that great malty porter, dark porter.
Yeah.
It's an imperial. I think we're bringing in somewhere in the 7.6%, something like that.
Yeah.
And so we kind of keep it along those lines. Now, so the inspiration of beer was for that. We wanted to brew a beer that would kind of embody that spirit of island life, family. I'm a big guy, King Kong, King Coconut, kind of how that played out. And so that is kind of our logo, kind of our process behind this beer. Now, one of our biggest loving fans and one of our former employees and now one of our investors is Ryan Finnegan. And Ryan is the mastermind behind the Coconut Rim.
Okay.
He does a lot of our beer cocktails.
Okay.
And we have a ton of beer tales here. Cleveland.com actually did a huge write-up on us. It was in the Plain Dealer as well for all of our beer tail cocktails we have here in our restaurant. And a couple of them use our Imperial Coconut Porter, King Coconut. And so he just said, you know what? People would love to have coconut on the rim. Kind of like a sugar rim.
Like a Christmas ale.
Yeah, like a Christmas ale. And I'm like, I don't know. Again, you know, my brother's Brian's adversity to anything in the beer by itself.
Yeah.
So Ryan did it, tried it, and it was amazing. And it actually took off beyond our wildest imagination, and we can't stop it. Literally, people come in all the time asking for the coconut porter with the rim on it, the crown. We call it a crown.
Nice.
Not to be
but still.
Too odd with the rim job. We call it a coconut crown. Yeah. And so with that, you know, we've taken it to all of our shows, and it is a huge hit. People walk around, oh, my gosh, you have a coconut beer. What's that on the rim? Can I have that too? And so it has won several best of shows. It has come out as being some best seasonal beer at a couple events. And so we're really excited about this beer.
I love it. There's like I was saying with, like, the barista, I'm not always partial to, like, coffee or maybe coconut by itself, but I like it in a beer. And the style with a porter is sometimes with a porter or with a stout, there's just too much of that coffee in it. And it just won't sit right on my palate. But the coconut in this does such a nice job of complementing that maltiness of the porter.
And I would agree. You know, we shot for balance, even in the midst of using a ton of coconut.
Yeah.
We did shoot for balance. There's still that maltiness there. There's that coconut, toasted coconut sweetness.
Yeah.
It's a big difference from having a Mounds bar
right
on toasted coconut, because it's more of a nutty, like a sweet nutty flavor. That's what you get from toasting it. As you can see, it's a dark toast on the coconut, which, again, we look at this being a – we brewed this to be creamy. It does have a huge mouthfeel, which a lot of our beers have huge mouthfeel. We enjoy that type of beer. And so we brew what we like to drink.
Right.
I know there's some dry beers that are becoming more and more popular, which is great. But at this moment, we really enjoy kind of a full-bodied beer.
Yeah.
And so it kind of lends itself to where we're at with that. You get that malty, nutty, coconut kind of aroma. It's a great aroma beer.
Yeah.
But it finishes really smooth. The cool thing about this beer is that we use our same house ale yeast that we use for our IPAs.
Oh, nice.
In this beer. So it finishes clean. And even though it has a great mouthfeel, it literally is a beer you can drink year-round.
Yeah.
When you sit here and look at it and you drink it, it has that great porter mouthfeel. But it's not thick. It doesn't sit heavy. And so people are like, oh, I'm not sure I can drink a porter. It's really hot outside. And they have a sip, they're like, you know what? You're right. It isn't that heavy.
Right.
It's nice and warm in my mouth, but it's not heavy after I drink it. So
it's counterintuitive.
It is. Just like our barista, you know, you're not expecting the coffee in the blonde ale. You're really not expecting this great clean finish.
Correct.
On a super great thick mouthfeel porter, really dark. We do get a little bit of chocolate and just a hint, like you mentioned, a hint of coffee from the roast, but the malts, but not a ton.
No.
For as dark as it is, it doesn't really pour through as much as what you would expect. And so, again, this beer we brewed for a very long time, and I think we've got it down to where we want it, and we're really excited about it. So much so that coming up here in August is our two-year anniversary here pretty soon. And I think that's when people are going to be listening to this podcast.
Yeah.
What we did is that we exclusively at this moment work with Cleveland Whiskey to barrel age all of our beer. We've barrel aged our Black Widow. We've barrel aged our King Coconut.
Yeah.
We've barrel aged our Eagle IPA, which is on right now, which is insane. For our anniversary coming up here in a few weeks, we barrel aged our Barista Blonde.
Oh, nice.
Which I'll give you a hint is ridiculous. Amazing. We also worked with Cleveland Whiskey to do a Caskmate single barrel release.
Okay.
So what that is like when Jameson would give their barrels to breweries to put beer in it and let it age, and then take those barrels back, reintroduce the whiskey. It's what Cleveland Whiskey did. So they took our Imperial Coconut Porter barrel back from us as soon as we dumped it.
Yeah.
And put back in their whiskey and let it sit for about a year.
Oh, wow.
And definitely picked up some of those toasted coconut, kind of chocolatey, roasty notes. And released it on June 23rd to the public. But we'll be coming here for a tiki party in August to pretty much promote the fact that we have a co-labeled whiskey together. Yeah. So it's a Caskmate single-barreled beer whiskey from them in our craft beer barrel. So we're really excited about that.
Yeah.
Because this beer in barrels is outstanding.
I can only imagine with the coconut and all that.
Now, we barrel-aged our Christmas ale, too, and people really love that beer. But this one by itself, I mean, I think this is the best barrel-aged beer I've personally ever had.
Really?
It lends itself to those beautiful vanilla, bourbon notes.
Yeah.
A little bit of oakiness.
Nice.
It just fits so perfectly with this beer. I was blown away how great it was. So were they. So we continue to work together on that project. We're really looking forward to that release here in August of having our own whiskey line with them. We're super stoked for that. We also have we'll have that bourbon barrel aged coconut on here for our anniversary too.
So. Oh, nice! And how did you guys kind of get hooked up with Cleveland whiskey, and what was kind of the inspiration behind going around and doing barrel aging? Because that's a whole extra process. It's another art in of itself, barrel aging.
Mm-hmm.
What was your decision to kind of go ahead and start doing that?
So with our understanding we've talked about now in all four episodes, we try to do things a little bit different than everybody else, outside the box. And same with all of our beer. And so who better to work with than Cleveland Whiskey, who has their own process, their own way of making bourbon that isn't widely accepted by everybody.
Right.
And to be honest, their young oak barrels are amazing for our beer. Like I said, our Eagle tastes great. I think you've had that before.
Mm-hmm.
The Barista came out great. The Black Dark. We're also doing Dark Night this summer as well in barrels for next winter.
That's a stout.
It's our Brushed Imperial Stout. So we wanted to work with them exclusively. So we went to them and talked to them about it. We did a few barrels, single barrels together.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to a little bigger event. So we just did we just kegged off 12 huge barrels of beer.
Oh, wow.
From them, and so we're gonna get 12 more and 12 more. So we pretty much run with them. Not pretty much, we are personally running with them as our craft, as our whiskey barrel provider for us.
Keeping everything in the community, everything local.
It is, and a lot of people have asked. People come in and talk about those things and try our beer and out of the barrel, and they're really excited about that. But we like to work with Cleveland Whiskey. They are great people. We sell their product here. We have their regular bourbon here as well as all of their underground lines as well. Some really cool upcoming things with them is that they have they do a Christmas whiskey.
Oh, nice.
Which has come off, I think it's pretty good. But what they've done is that our Christmas ale barrels from last year has been reintroduced with their whiskey.
That's really cool.
So all that beautiful honey and cinnamon and ginger flavors are going to be hanging out for a year, and we'll hope to release that sometime before Christmas next year.
Yeah.
As another one-off with them, we're doing, like I said, our Black Widow IPA, all that roasted, beautiful coffee, IPA hoppiness.
Right.
We might do something like that with them again, too. So,
that'd be awesome.
Just that collaboration with them, they're wonderful to work with. I love their innovation. I love their mindset. I love that they don't really care what anybody else thinks. And, and really, to be honest, nor do we.
Right.
We want people to love our beer. But we came at it with an idea of we want to give you something that we are very proud of. And from all the beers we mentioned before, including this Imperial Coconut Porter, we're pretty proud of it.
Yeah. Oh, I would be too. I wish I could make beer. I really do wish I could make beer, because it is such. I really am impressed with everybody who can do that. What else? You guys coming up here now on 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
What else you guys got kind of planned for the future of the brewery and kind of like foreseeable future plans?
Yeah, we'd always love to bring our brewery back closer to home.
Mm-hmm.
That would be an ultimate goal. We're working on it here in Avon, though the immense growth in Avon is
it's
been hard to nail down people and pricing and, mm-hmm. and moving forward with that. So that's something we've been working very, very diligently on with ourselves. We'd like to maybe can some beer.
Oh, nice.
At some point.
That'd be nice.
Again, maybe mainly for our own spot here.
Right.
We love being exclusive. We love you coming in and enjoying our beautiful pub atmosphere with our beer and our food. Kind of goes together.
A taste to go home if you don't want to take a growler necessarily.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's what we would like to do that, but we're in need of some cold storage for that too. It's a big deal for us too.
Yeah.
So we're about maxed out on that. So like I said, having 18 beers on tap, it's a lot for us.
Absolutely.
But we want to keep that rolling. We like the fact that we can offer 18 beers for people to try of our own. A wide array of those, from our golden ales to our infusions to our IPAs to our imperial stouts and our porters, and so I think we have a nice range of those things.
Yeah, I always recommend people if you really like IPAs to come down here and try the Eagle IPA, Ugly IPA, all that stuff. And now having the King Coconut here, if you're a porter fan and if you like coconut, get down here and try this because this is really good. I don't normally drink porters that often. I it's nothing against style. I appreciate the style. I appreciate stouts. I'm not always in the mood for it. I have to be in the mood for a porter or a stout. This is something I could drink when I'm not in the mood for a porter or a stout.
Hey,
I can drink it all
the
time.
If we can get you in the mood, Dean, that's a great thing.
Exactly. You know, I really enjoy this. Anything else you want to get out about Avon Brewing Company before we go?
Other than we thank you for your time, thanks for thinking about us for this podcast. We love listening to you. We like being part of your family too. So we want to welcome everybody that's listening to our restaurant and our brewery to try our food,
mm-hmm.
to try our beer, be a part of our craft and our family, and to see what we have going on. I think we have something really special here.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you allowing me to come down and have a few of these beers with you and to chat about beer. It's one of my favorite things to do. Matthias, thank you so much for being here. And please get out to Avon Brewing Company and try their beer, try their food.
And you can check us out on the website.
Yes.
AvonBrewingCompany.com.
There you go.
We have a great website. And we're also on social media at Avon Brewing Co.
Co. Thank you so much.
And I appreciate you again, Dean.
Oh, anytime. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.